New U.S. Census data show nearly a third of Montanans are spending at least 30% of their income on housing. Advocates for affordable housing say this most affects disenfranchised people in the state. Almost 90% of Montana households with annual incomes of $50,000 a year or more spent less than a third of their income on housing. 70% of people below that income level were forced to spend more than a third. Pam Bean with Montana Fair Housing says lower-income people were already having a hard time affording housing and are facing even harder conditions now because low inventory and steeper prices have made the market highly competitive, allowing sellers or landlords to be more selective, leaving less qualified buyers on the short end.
But even if they have the income and meet the other qualifications, it is not unlikely that a more qualified applicant is applying for the housing and the housing provider picks that household.
The data show the number of people in Montana spending more than a third of their income on housing has grown 9% in the last decade to more than 71,000. Bean says housing affordability isn't just an issue for working people, but also for the growing segment of baby boomers who find themselves priced out of affordable housing and homeless.
They had counted on Social Security to cover things. It in no way provides that coverage now, so they're having to look for alternative ways to house themselves.
The census data show, nationwide, the median monthly housing payment in 2022 was about $1,100, up from $730 a decade earlier. This is Mark Moran for Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.